House Bill 440 is the next step in furthering Pennsylvania's efforts to safely provide second chances to its citizens who have earned it. I commend the sponsor of this legislation, Representative Cheryl DeLosier, as well as Representative Joanna McClinton, for her efforts. This measure is similar to Senate Bill 883, legislation I've sponsored with our colleague Senator Street. This bill is a priority for members of the Criminal Justice Reform Caucus, which I am proud to lead in the Senate with Senator Haywood. And its passage will bring us one step closer to eliminating roadblocks that prevent many Pennsylvanians from reentering the workforce and reintegrating into society. House Bill 440 would provide an opportunity to automatically expunge an individual's record if they have been fully acquitted of all charges based on the same conduct or arising from the same alleged criminal episode. It also provides for immediate sealing of pardons until expungement occurs. Just as importantly, this bill provides a clarification to the original Clean Slate bill, which reflects the intent of the legislature that restitution must be paid prior to the issuance of an automatically sealed record. During the previous legislative session, this chamber, along with the Senate Judiciary Committee, played a key role in passing Clean Slate legislation. This first-of-its-kind law has helped give hundreds of thousands of Pennsylvanians a new lease on life by sealing more than 30 million records. House Bill 440 will break down barriers by ensuring only people who owe restitution are disqualified to the Clean Slate law, and by making expungement automatic when an individual receives a full acquittal in the same alleged criminal episode. It also breaks down cost barriers by eliminating the need to file an expungement petition if the individual has been fully acquitted of all charges. The petition process does nothing to help individuals qualify for clean slate. It only benefits the attorneys charging money to file it. Removing the need to file will ensure that all qualified Pennsylvanians can benefit from the law, not just those who are fortunate enough to be able to afford it. Mr. President, this bill is not only focused on criminal justice reform, but also on economic development. The COVID-19 pandemic has devastated our Commonwealth's economy. Our current unemployment rate is one of the highest in the country, and it remains among the highest rates in our state's history. We see more and more of our constituents struggling to find a job, even if their criminal record is clean. Those who have old, unsealed criminal records after a pardon or non-conviction face an even more desperate situation. Helping more Pennsylvanians benefit from the Clean Slate law will streamline reentry into the workforce and level the playing field without any harm to public safety. As chair of the Senate Labor and Industry Committee, I believe we should be focused on finding new ways to bolster our workforce and create new economic opportunities for Pennsylvanians. This bill offers a way to achieve both of these goals. And finally, we have proven that Pennsylvania can be a leader in criminal justice reform, and I look forward to taking the next step in this journey with the passage of House Bill 440. Thank you, Mr. President.